The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot. A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of year for a journey, and such a journey. The ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. And the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on slopes, the terraces, the silken girls bringing sherbet, then the camel men cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women and the night fires going out and the lack of shelters and the cities hostile and the towns unfriendly and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears, saying that this was all folly. Then, that dawn, we came down to a temperate valley, wet below the snow line, smelling of vegetation, with a running stream and a watermill beating in the darkness and three trees on the low sky. And an old white horse galloped in away in the meadow. Then we came to a tavern with vine leaves over the lintel, six hands at the open door, dicing for pieces of silver and feet kicking the empty wineskins. But there was no information. And so we continued and arrived at evening, not a moment too soon, finding the place. It was, you may say, satisfactory. All this was a long time ago, I remember. And I would do it again, but set down this. Were we led all that way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence and no doubt. I had seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad of another death. I've always found the Magi such an interesting, mysterious group of people. These guys, they show up from the east by the guiding of the star and make their presence known. And then they disappear into the mists from which they emerged. Of course, the east has its own level of mystery in and of itself, a world of incredibly diverse religions with temples and holy sites around every turn, ancient statues and shrines that are still standing today that would have been thousands of years old when the Magi walked by them thousands of years ago. There's something about it all that is kind of magical. And actually, that's where the word comes from, apparently. Magi, magic, magical. Interestingly enough, though, these guys were probably not quite so mysterious or magical or even really wise to anyone around them. They followed the stars. When was the last time you followed your horoscope? Do you even know what your sign is? I am, by the way, a Capricorn, but that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. And my horoscope this morning, well, I looked it up just for this sermon, this occasion. Your hard efforts to improve your life are finally showing results, Capricorn. And this is just the boost you've needed, as some people set your self-confidence a bit on edge. Just don't let others destroy your vision of happiness. Continue to walk toward your goal and don't hesitate when small obstacles appear left and right. Yeah, I'm sure that's really good advice, but it's kinda, well, vague. I mean, would you follow that? Would you drop everything and go wandering off into the mists of the unknown on that? Well, these guys did. They didn't follow horoscopes per se. They read the stars themselves. They followed the stars. And I have little doubt that people thought they were crazy, foolish, nuts. And here we are calling them wise. I suppose that is the ultimate paradox of faith, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of faith, the wisdom of dreams and visions and stars are foolish. And yet that's what God calls us to look ahead for the shining of the guiding star in the distance, to listen for angelic messengers, to not be afraid, to set out in faith into the unknown, listening to those voices singing in our ears, saying that all of this is folly. We are called to this strange journey that leads us to follow not our own sensibilities, but a wandering star, a refugee child, a homeless preacher, a crucified rabble rouser, a resurrected truth. And we follow into the mists, not knowing where exactly we go or what exactly it is that we will find, but we do know this. It will look a lot like birth and a lot like death. And a whole lot like an empty tomb and the whispers of alleluias. Amen.